now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Hey, it's my pleasure to have Dan Cunningham, who is with JDC Appraisal Service, join me. Dan, you've been in the business for now 30 years, and you do residential appraisals for the most part, correct?
Correct. We do 100% residential appraisals.
So we're selling houses at a quick clip, and we're seeing prices up this year about 5% in most of the spaces that had not seen appreciation up until this year, really. For the last 5 or 6 years, there are areas in Rockville and even in Potomac where prices were fairly flat. They would go up a little bit in the spring and then drift back down. This year, it seems like it might stick. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with you, Eric. I think traditionally the spring is the hottest market in the area. We come out of a slower winter. Prices seem to soar. Different factors affect that, but there was very limited inventory at the beginning of the year, and that has just driven prices up.
So besides Montgomery County, are you seeing this in Virginia as well?
Yes, Virginia, D.C., every area is pretty strong right now.
Okay.
PG even, too.
So, is that right?
Yeah.
What parts of PG are seeing appreciation?
I would say around College Park and some of those areas are doing very well.
We sold a home in College Park on 37th Street for 40 over list price. It was like 380. We went to 420, and we had 11 offers. It was insane.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're just seeing that everywhere right now.
It's, yeah.
So
we do have listings, though, over $1.5 million that are not seeing that kind of response in the marketplace. So what's that market, what is that telling you as an appraiser?
Well, I think you're seeing those upper bracket ends. There's not quite as many buyers as there are in the lower brackets. So those properties tend to sit a little longer. You're a little more price-driven. It's got to be competitively priced to sell because there is a little more competition in that price range.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, Dan, let's talk a little bit about how people can understand the value of their home. If you have a four-level split in a neighborhood where the majority of the sub-basements are not finished, but someone decides that they're going to finish the sub-basement with an office and maybe a workout room and another full bath. Now, let's say that the average value for that neighborhood is $750,000. But again, the other four-level splits don't have the finished basement. How do you figure out the value of a bath in that basement or a den or another room?
Well, the best way is through comparable sales, and that's not always available. Like you said, if you're looking at most of the houses that don't have that feature, when you're running comps and comparable properties and doing all your research, you tend to try to bracket all the features of the subject, meaning the lenders want to see, hey, let me see another house that has these features.
Right.
So at that point, you might go a little bit farther away, a little bit outside the neighborhood, still want to stay with the same style house, but you want to show a house that has those features, and you can kind of prove what that is selling for, what the extra money they're getting for that feature.
Mm-hmm.
So in that price range, you know, it can be anywhere from, for the whole finished basement, you know, $20,000 to $50,000, depending on the quality of it and all that. So there is a big range. You know, when you go down and some of them have dark paneling and all that, you're kind of at the lower end, not nicely finished. The newer stuff is, you know, much nicer, and you're going to get a higher value for it.
So I sold a home that I listed for $750,000. We sold it for $25,000 over list at $775,000. Same size of house last year was probably $725,000 to $730,000. Now, this was especially nicely finished, but I thought the swing was pretty extraordinary to see a full jump of 5 to 6%, you know, even 7% in valuation in 1 year. Now, some of that I would attribute to the improved condition, but I've often heard that a full bath is worth $6,000 to $8,000 in an appraisal. Is it?
You know, I think that's probably at the low end, you know, depending on what price range you're in. I would say, you know, minimum probably $10,000, and you know,
interesting.
You know, $500,000 house, which is, you know, in Montgomery County is very common. So.
Sure, and same in Fairfax County.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what about a room, like having a finished room versus non-finished space? Would you add a, like $4,000 or five?
More than that? You know, if a rec room is obviously generally the biggest room, so that's going to be a little more.
Okay.
If you have just a, you know, an office or a den or something, and you don't have the proper window access to be considered a bedroom, then you're probably looking more in the $5,000 to $10,000 range for that feature.
Interesting. Okay, good. So, where do you think our market is going to go from here, Dan? I'm asking you a loaded question. We're not going to tie in anything, but you see trends from the sticks and the bricks,
yeah,
right? And we see it from the demand side. So from your side, what do you think? Are we finally going to see that upsurge that we've seen historically in our area where prices will go up 50 to 80%?
Well, that's being very optimistic, I would say.
Okay.
We had that run, as you know, a few years back.
Yes.
And after that, that was really between 2005 and 2007, which was the hottest market. And then we had a pretty big decline from that point on.
Mm-hmm.
What I've seen over the last years, it's trending up slightly where people have made up their money that they lost. Obviously, certain areas lost a lot more than others. But right now, the indications are pretty strong. I mean, economic conditions look pretty strong. And I think in years past, the last couple of years, we started with very strong springs, and then they kind of fizzled off in the late summer and all that, which can happen too. So it's hard to tell, you know, what's going to happen this year, but all indications look for a strong market.
In the Market Ready Guide, which is a free publication that I give away at ericstewartgroup.com, I give people a graph that I created going back to 63 to show the demand over supply curve specific from mid-February up until the middle of May. And the demand is it's unfathomably consistent. It pushes a little bit a week here and a week there, that kind of thing. But we do see our highest prices right now, and we see the price of real estate drift year after year, even within the bull market of in 05 and 06 and 03. We saw, even within that bull market, where houses hit a high and then drifted because the number of buyers looking and the supply switch places. In 2004, we had an unusual bull. We had a double bull market that fall. Prices went up again another 5%. Doesn't happen very often, typically late in a bull cycle. This market that we're experiencing right now has the number of buyers is more than has been out there looking and going through my listings. We've had, I don't believe in open houses so much because I find that they attract a lot of neighbors, and, you know, suspects and some prospects. But we've had 50 to 60 groups through 2-hour open houses on multiple properties in multiple areas. And that's in the price range between $600 and about $1 million, $1.1 million roughly. Up in the upper brackets, it's much less than that, right? But
correct,
that kind of volume of traffic is double what it was last year, where I might have had 25 or 30, and this year it's 55 to 60. So it's an indication to me that the demand is there and people are willing to try to get their mortgages, where before it was really hard for them to do that. So I'm seeing double the number of buyers coming through my open houses. Dan, people want to know how much their home is worth. They'll often contact me as an agent to say, hey, is it in this range or not in this range? But if they want to get a full-blown appraisal of their property, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can contact our company. It's JDC Appraisals. Email address, jdcappraisals@aol.com. And office number 301-438-3300.
Let's give that phone number one more time.
That is 301-438-3300.
Okay. And the cost of an appraisal depends on the size of the house and the work that's necessary. I got an interesting call the other day from a local authority looking to sell a piece of land in a residential neighborhood. I felt that was interesting, and I need to come up with a valuation. Maybe you could help me with that.
Sure, I can help you with that.
Hey, folks, Dan Cunningham from JDC Appraisals joins me. That phone number is 301-438-3300. You can call Dan today if you have questions about the value of your property. Final thoughts right around the corner.